Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, we got a question that came in through email. This trader says he did a ton of backtesting. He was hyper positive that, you know, his system would be profitable. And then what happened when he first started trading live was that he hit a drawdown of 60% his first month. He's asking basically, what should I do from here? You know, did I mess something up, or was there something that I missed? What do you think about that?
Yeah, so I know this trader, and this is a really good question. I know he's not the only one that's experienced this. And basically, what I took him through was, I said, look, did you, before you went live, did you go through your numbers? And I'll put in the show notes below this episode the link that you can use to go to the calculator, the risk calculator, and figure out what your risk was, a risk of that drawdown, because he hit a drawdown of 60%. And so I asked him, I said, look, you know, did you go through and check that out? And he said, yes. He said, I went through it, and I plugged in all my data from my trading system, and I had a risk of a 60% drawdown was like 10%. Okay, that was his risk. So he could have reduced that risk by, so it's a 1 in 10. He could have reduced that risk if he decided to trade less per trade, risk less per trade. So he could have done that. The other thing that I'll mention here, and this is probably something that a lot of people might not even realize, because he was using a, or is using a trailing exit, what that means is he'll have to get a lot of trades under his belt before he sees his reward to risk ratio really inflate. And the reason why that is because, of course, he will occasionally get a massive winner using a trailing exit, and that will inflate the average winner. But in the beginning, unless he gets lucky and lucks into a really good runner in the beginning, he's probably going to have a reduced reward to risk ratio because he just simply hasn't had one of those really big fat winners yet that you tend to depend on when you're using a trailing exit. So there's two issues here. One is, as he trades more, he's more and more likely to hit one of those big winners, and that's going to really help him out. And two is, he could have reduced his chances of seeing such a dramatic drawdown if he had decided to risk less per trade. Now, I know it's easy to say that in hindsight, but you can use the calculator that's linked up below in the show notes to actually play around with this by yourself and see how this works for you. Because once you know your reward to risk ratio, which is basically knowing your average winner and your average loser, and once you also know what your win rate is, then you can play around with the risk per trade and determine what sort of drawdown are you trying to avoid. Are you trying to avoid a 30% drawdown or a 20% drawdown or 15% or whatever that number is that is going to scare you and freak you out? For most traders, it's a number much lower than 60. So 60, you know, 60% is pretty bad, isn't it? So that's just one thing I would say is, first of all, look at that. And the other thing is, people get hung up on risking 1% or 2% per trade. Why? You can risk 1.57%. you can risk 1.85%, and you can plug those numbers into the calculator, and it will tell you what your risk of that drawdown is. So I would definitely recommend that you fine-tune that risk per trade based on the drawdown that you're trying to avoid. So obviously, if you're trying to avoid a drawdown, you want to see that likelihood of hitting that drawdown when you run through the calculator. And there's a video there that'll show you how to use it. But you want that to be less than 1% so that it's highly unlikely that you will hit that drawdown. So that's what I would say about this. It's a really difficult situation, and it's just horrible when it happens to you because you build up all your confidence in the backtest, and then you go live and that happens. The other thing is, If you stair step, instead of going from backtesting straight to live, what if you go backtesting to a little tiny account? That's one thing I recommend a lot, because that way you can kind of work out the kinks, and maybe if he had done this, instead of risking his full account, he would have risked a really small amount. And I know people are keen to go live and they really want to go and all that, but that might have been a better situation for him actually to take that step to a smaller account first.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, that's a good point that the risk you're taking doesn't, you know, really hit in backtesting because you're not really losing any money. But I mean, could that be one of the things where you know, you're taking 2% risk in your backtesting, and that's great, and the numbers work out good, and your, you know, your drawdown works out well. But then psychologically, maybe you can't handle even like a 4% loss. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing to keep in mind is that your backtest is just one. When you backtest your system, that's just one potential path or pattern that you're going through. There's another tool that I can give you guys if you want. I'll put it in the show notes. It's basically a spreadsheet, and it's a little bit complex, but when you use a spreadsheet, what it enables you to do is to see that part of what goes into your results when you're trading your system live is actually how lucky you get. So how many winners do you get in a row in the beginning? That's a really, really important thing. People don't consider that, Hugh, when you start out trading, let's say that you start trading the system this week and you find 5 winners in a row, and at the end of the week you have 2 losers. Okay, I take the same system, the exact same system, and I trade it next week, and instead I get 6 winners and 6 losers in a row and then 1 winner. Well, we're in totally different psychological states because that happens. So one thing that I would say is you need to see that given your win rate, there's a likelihood of X number of trades in a row that are positive, you know, winning or negative losing trades, and that's something that people don't think about. So you can use that spreadsheet that I've attached down there, linked up below at the bottom of the podcast, and you can see where, down there in the show notes, you can see where this can go for you. So basically what you're running is you're running Monte Carlo data, which means you're running different scenarios over and over again. And in the video, it'll show you how you can put random numbers into the spreadsheet so that you see a completely random sequence of winners and losers, because this is something we can't control. We don't know how lucky we're going to be. And so you're right. What may seem like something that's not that big of a deal when you're in Forex Tester, and part of it could be because you happen to get lucky when you're trading in Forex Tester, and then when you go live, it's a really big deal. The losses are accentuated because it's real money, and then you actually start out with a kind of an unlucky streak like this trader did. It can be really, really devastating, and it's just something that you need to prepare yourself for. Obviously, the higher your win rate, the less likely it is that you will see a string of losers like this, but it doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean that you should tweak your system and go for a high win rate, because that'll often reduce your reward risk. So it's a really complex issue, but the take-home message here is anticipate, right? Anticipate. Use the risk calculator to anticipate the drawdown that you're trying to avoid. Also anticipate by using the spreadsheet down there below this episode to anticipate what you may see in terms of a sequence of winners or losers, because if you run through that spreadsheet enough times, you'll see that on average, by trade number 60, you know, the account is here or whatever. That's the power in running through Monte Carlo data, is it gives you kind of a range of what to anticipate. And obviously this trader may be on the extreme end of the range and just is extremely unlucky. So, you know, it's just something that you have to be aware of.
Okay, cool. Well, those are great resources. Thanks for that. And be sure to check that out, guys.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Walter.